Our first story, Iran's Deputy Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi says the dismantling of the country's nuclear facilities is not on the agenda of the ongoing talks with the five permanent members of the UN Security Council plus Germany, known as the P5 plus one. Araghchi, who's also Iran's top nuclear negotiator, says Iran has stressed that the basis of talks must be an agreed action plan. Any subject outside the framework of the plan cannot be negotiated, he said. The Iranian official was speaking with reporters in Vienna following the first round of nuclear talks between Iran and the P5 plus one. Araghchi said the first round was a good start.
Long and complex negotiations are ahead. Today we had the first session. What I can say is that the first session was a good start for a new phase. The negotiations today and tomorrow will seek to set an agenda for the talks on a comprehensive deal.
The two sides are now holding another round of discussions which have been aimed at reaching a final deal on Iran's nuclear energy program. An interim agreement was reached in Geneva back in November. The six-month temporary agreement came into effect on the 20th of January. Amir Mehdi Kazemi is our correspondent. He's with us now live from Vienna. Let's get all the latest from him. Amir Mehdi, good to see you. Tell us what you're hearing there in Vienna. The last time that we had talks between the two sides, a positive atmosphere was reached by the end of the days of talks and an agreement was reached. Are you sensing the same atmosphere this round?
Well, Homa, it is very hard to guess what is exactly going on inside the session, but for now, the bilateral talks between Iran and different members of the P5 plus one has already started. Iran has already held talks with the three representatives of the European Union. And as we have just learned, the bilateral talks between Iran and the U.S. Part is going on currently under taking place in Vienna. But it is difficult to guess what the content of the talks really are. For the time being, both sides have said that they are looking forward to reach a comprehensive agreement based on the agreement previously made in Geneva in order to resolve the issues between Iran and the five permanent members of the United Nations Security Council and Germany over Iran's nuclear energy program. But all eyes are tied to see about the final results and the final declaration, which we are expecting to take place in the end of talks, perhaps tomorrow or the day after tomorrow, by Iran and the P5 plus one and Baroness Ashton.
Right. And Amir Mehdi, before these talks started, we heard some comments from Wendy Sherman, the U.S. negotiator, and she had apparently said that demands were being made that, according to Iran, are not just beyond the NPT, but are also against the action plan that was agreed on. So there, a lot of people are saying that the sides are now discussing the agenda rather than going into details. Is that what you're also hearing?
Exactly. This was what exactly Mr. Araghchi, Iran's top nuclear negotiator and deputy foreign minister, referred to. He said that the main issue was focusing on ways to draw a map, to outline a plan, a comprehensive plan, a framework through which future negotiations are taking place. So as for now, the main objective of the current talks, which are taking place here in Geneva, is to draw an outline, a plan over what and on which certain criterias and which areas should the talks in the future take place. However, there is a possibility that these talks would continue for like something about at least 6 months. Well, the P5 plus one has said that what they have planned is that they are willing to continue talks as far as 1 year, but Iran says that 1 year is already too much, and they are prepared to reach an agreement with the P5 plus one in a period of less than 6 months.
Amir Mehdi Kazemi, our correspondent in Vienna, thank you very much.